We turned, we were released from the scene, and we started north again. So this was probably supper time, 6 o'clock on the 11th. When we made the turn to go back to our original course, I have never seen a sea come up over the stern of a ship and come on the ship. Never. It's just, physics just won't allow that to happen. The buoyancy of the ship, the buoyancy of the stern, just doesn't allow that to happen. Well, it happened. There was an enormous sea, whether it was a rogue wave, whether it was just we went down into the trough and I was looking up in a 40-foot sea, but it crashed all over the stern, and I thought, this is going to be an interesting night.
So this is about 6 o'clock
now. About 6 o'clock. I also had to go to the bridge just about that time to do the supper relief. I had to allow them. I relieved the mate on watch while he came down for supper. So he came down for supper. He came back up. I went down to my bunk and I laid down for a couple of hours before I went back on watch at 8 o'clock. I went back up on watch at 8 o'clock. And why was Richie up there? Went up on watch around 8 o'clock, and Richie Roberts, the other third mate, was on watch. So that tells me we must have been standing six on and six off while the chief mate got rest, Richie and I. Richie told me that the captain was sleeping on the bridge, on the settee out in the chat room, and wanted to be woken every half an hour just to let him know the condition of the ship, the condition of the weather, how much headway we had made, and so forth. So that was one of the night orders. So I woke the captain up several times, let him know the condition. We weren't making any headway at all, any headway whatsoever.
Okay, so you're on watch again. It's from 8 to 12 again.
8 to 12. 2000 at night to 2400 midnight.
Okay, thank you.
Made no headway whatsoever. So, I don't know why. No, it must have been Clay Babineau, the second mate that was on watch, that told me the captain had to be woken up. That's who it was. It was Clay.
What was the sea doing at this point?
Clay was the bridge watch officer.
Okay.
He was the structure of the command on the ship as a captain, a chief officer, a second officer, and two third officers on deck. I was a third officer, the 8 to 12 third. Richie Roberts was the 12 to 4. Clay Babineau was the second mate. And Bob Cusick was the chief officer. So Clay was the one that told me, God bless you, Clay, that the captain wanted to be woken up. At midnight, I passed that on to Richie Roberts, who was a young kid. I don't even know how old Richie was, maybe 26, newly married. And I told him that the captain wanted to be woken up every half an hour. The watch was relieved properly, and I went down below. There was no sleeping that night. The ship was rolling and pounding and banging. There was no sleeping. So typically what you can do is you can take your life jacket and lift your mattress up, stuff it under one side, and wedge yourself against the bulkhead. You might be able to get some sleep. So I know I dozed a little bit, and about 1 o'clock in the morning, there was a knock on my door. Very unusual to have something like that happen out at sea when you're off watch to have...
At 1 in the morning?
At 1 in the morning to have somebody come pounding at your door.
Who knocked at your door?
It was one of the able-bodied seamen that was on watch, and he said the captain wanted all the officers, all the deck officers on the bridge. So the minute my feet hit the deck, I could tell something was wrong with the ship. It was down by the head, down by the bow.
What was happening that you could feel?
I could feel just the angle was wrong. I couldn't feel any vibrations that would tell me something was going on, but I could tell just by the inclination of the ship that she was down by the head.